I want to share a reading as we begin. It's probably more appropriate if this were January the 1st. So pretend like it's the 1st and not the 9th. But I'd like to share something with Alfred Lord Tennyson, who wrote about the changing of one year to the next, and it's called Ring Out, Wild Bells. Ring out, wild bells, to the wild sky, the flying cloud, the frosty light. The year is dying in the night. Ring out, wild bells, and let them die. Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring, happy bells, across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out the grief that saps the mind for those that here we see no more. Ring out the feud of rich and poor. Ring in redress of all mankind. Ring out a slowly dying cause and ancient forms of party strife. Ring in the nobler modes of life. With sweeter manners, purer laws, ring out the want, the care, the sin, the faithless coldness of the times. If you're like me, every year you mentally make some promises to yourself at the beginning of the year. And by the end of the first month, each of those promises has moved to the attic of your mind. Things like, I'm going to lose weight this year if it kills me. And you claim you didn't do it because you don't want to be a loser. You say, oh, I'm going to learn how to knit, but you've never bought a single piece of yarn. Or I'm going to be a big vacation adventurer this year, and the furthest you get is Marysville. Now, there's no judgment on my part or yours when we fall so short of any of these goals that we call resolutions. Our intentions are good. It's just that our delivery fails. So my message today has no resolution that will take you 365 days to complete. Instead, these are short-term, one-day, one-time resolutions. And there's no requirement to adopt all 7 of these resolutions. Just pick one or more and make that your promise for 2022. Let's begin with this question today. Do you know where the concept of New Year resolutions even comes from? Most of us don't. We need a little history lesson as we start. More than 4,000 years ago, the ancient Babylonians were the first person who honored the New Year and its beginning with resolutions. For them, the year began in mid-March when they planted new crops. The Babylonians held a 12-day festival called Akitu, where they also crowned a new king or reaffirmed their loyalty to the reigning king. They also made promises to their gods that they would repay their debts and return any objects they had borrowed. If they kept their word or promises, their gods would reward them with favor and a great crop for the coming year. But if they didn't, they would fall out of their God's favor, and that was not a place they wanted to be. Move forward about 2,000 years to the reign of Julius Caesar in ancient Rome and the Roman Empire. I suppose that because he could do it, he did it. Caesar adjusted the calendar and made January 1st the beginning of the new year. And that was in about 46 BC. Did you know that the month of January itself is named for the two-faced god Janus, whose image was seen in doorways and arches everywhere in the Roman Empire? The Romans believed that Janus could both look backward to the past and forward to the future. To cover their actions, the Romans used the day to sacrifice to Janus and make promises to be better in the coming year, on January 1st. Now jump to today. The tradition of New Year's resolutions is not a religious practice, even though we're talking about it in church, but it's very secular. We don't honor any gods. We don't make our promises to them, but we make promises to ourselves. I've read that about 45% of Americans say that they usually make some resolutions, but ironically, do you know, only about 8% of those people say that they were successful and kept their promises. With those odds stacked against us, you and me, I had a hard time even thinking about asking you to consider making a promise or a resolution or any goal for this year. But not being dissuaded, let's talk about some things that each of us can consider in this most unusual time and new year. As you are aware, next month will begin the second year of our isolation due to COVID. I saw a cute reminder on Facebook about the very name of the year 2022. It can also be called 2022, meaning 2020 also. But I'm hopeful that we're not repeating our past year, but moving ahead with some sense of hope and anticipation. So here you go for 2022. Resolution one. Maybe you've already done this, but the resolution is this: learn the history and meaning of your own name. Every one of us has a name given to us at our birth. For me, coming from an Italian heritage, my family was required to follow tradition. My grandfather, who was the patriarch of the family, was responsible for naming all the children and all the grandchildren. We each must have a name of a relative and the name of a saint or a religious figure. So I was given the name Vincent for Saint Vincent. You can call me that if you want to. And Joseph, which was the middle name of my father and grandfather. But I'm going to tell you something that you may not know, that I spent most of my life using a name other than either of those two. When my father told my mother what Papa had named me, she said, "Absolutely not." She wanted me to be named Jerry, after the comedian Jerry Lewis. And she refused to call me Vincent. I didn't even know that my correct full name was Vincent Joseph until I was 14 and had to apply for a Social Security card. And I couldn't find a birth certificate in that name. And finally, they sent me a notice that your name is not Jerry. Your name is Vincent Joseph. And I asked my mother and she said, "Yeah, but I don't like it." So those who knew me, before 1999, when my mother passed away, will call me Jerry. And those who know me after my mother died and I put the name Jerry in the casket with her will know me as Vincent. So please call me Vincent, because I cannot stand the name Jerry. But what about you? What is your name? What does it mean? Do you know the word Vincent means conqueror? I'm still trying to pin out anything that I've ever conquered in my whole life. But I still have a few more years, and I'm going to try to find something that I can conquer before I croak. But find your name and the meaning and where your history is. Resolution two, I want you to select a me day and fill it with your favorite things. Do you know, apart from your birthday or some designated holiday, we don't usually pick a day when we can focus only on ourselves. For some reason, we've come to think or been told that was selfish and self-centered, but it's far from any of those negative things. Look at the calendar for 2022 and pick one day as your me day. Make plans for the day to do some of your favorite things for the entire day. Just you, not a gang, not your family, not your friends, just you. Whatever makes you happy, that's what you want to do. Too often we become so busy with duties and responsibilities that we don't take care of ourselves. A day of self-care is truly a gift you can give to yourself. So be generous and do it. Resolution 3, have a disconnect day. Do you ever pay attention to others while you're either at home or on an errand? 99% of people these days seem to be attached to some form of an electronic device. We check our phones. We text messages instead of having a live conversation. We must have our television on. We have to check our social media to see what others are posting on Facebook and if it's nice about us or all of the other sites. Recently, I saw a mother at a store with two small children, and they were riding in the cart. Each one of them was holding an electronic device, never looked up. And the mother was talking on her cell phone the entire time she was in the store. Does the idea of turning off or disconnecting from your electronic devices scare you? Then you have a problem. Find the inner strength to disconnect just for one day. Not a week, not a month, not a year. Just one disconnect day. Turn off your phone. Don't turn on the TV. Don't log into your computer. Just disconnect. I'll guarantee you, 99% of you won't be able to do it. You'll be in the 8% that fail. Resolution 4. Make a care call. All of us know someone whose day would be brightened by receiving a call from someone who would just call to say, I was thinking about you and I thought I'd give you a call on the cell phone. During this pandemic, many people have become much more isolated than anyone wants, particularly older people and single people. Days are spent just going through the motions after rising in the morning until bedtime each evening. Can you imagine the pure joy that you could give to someone just by making a simple phone call to show that you honestly do care about each other? Think of someone you believe would be truly encouraged and make your care call. That one act could actually change a life. Resolution number 5, celebrate a no news day. Let me be honest with you. I'm a Fox News virgin. I have never watched one single episode of Fox News ever in my whole life. Until the 2016 election, I was addicted to NPR on the radio. I listened to it when I drove to work. I listened to it when I drove home from work. I had to have NPR. But I learned during that negative time that the constant input of negative news and information had its own negative impact on my thinking and my life. Instead, now if I'm in my car going somewhere, I listen to a radio station that plays old songs because I can't understand the words of the new songs. And rap music and heavy metal, I can't get into it. And if I think that at some point I need to know what the news is, I found this little website called 1440 Daily Digest, and they just give you news, no commentary, just the news. It's the Walter Cronkite of the media news these days, and I like it. But what about you? Do you think you could live comfortably if you turned off the news for just one day? Believe me when I tell you, it will make a big difference in your day and give you a more positive attitude. I encourage you to try it for just one day. Now, I'm not a psyche. Some people say I'm psychotic. I don't think I'm that either. But I know for sure that our dear Rosemary Stevens will find it impossible to turn off the news for even a moment. So I don't see her, but I know that's right. So resolution number 6, find your This Is Me song. Music is a part of all of our lives. I listen to it at home, in the car, and everywhere else. I listen to it at the shopping center when it started in September with Christmas music. I'm going like, really? Jingle bells before Halloween? It's just not right. But I grew up in Mississippi and Alabama. So during my vulnerable years, I had to listen to country music at home. And even worse, Lawrence Welk. Yuck. And of course, there's always the fact that I was in the band from junior high all the way through college. So music is life to me. But not long ago, I decided to adopt my own very personal theme song. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. I'm not sure I should tell you what it is, but since I'm asking you to adopt yours, I guess I should be honest and upfront with what my choice is. And here it is. Stevie Wonder's song, I Just Called to Say I Love You, which is a reminder that when I talk to people on the telephone, I need to end the conversation by saying, I love you. It's not mushy. It's just nice. It's my reminder that it's important to let those in our lives who mean so much to us know that we do indeed love them. What about you? Can you think of a song that is fully you? It may take a while for you to find the perfect one, but you can do that. Besides, at least we're not asking you to sing it, just pick it. So please, please don't sing it. Just pick it, okay? Or you can ask Sally to play it when she gets back from Australia. The last resolution, number 7, plant a reminder of a loved one. When my mother died some years ago, a friend of mine invited me to dinner one evening as a time of comforting and caring. After dinner, he asked me to step outside into his garden, and he wanted to show me something. He pointed to a small rose bush and said, I planted this to always remember your mother. It was one of the most touching moments in my grieving process. And now, even now, every time I go to his home, he points to the beautiful rose bush and says, do you remember that? Perhaps you could plant a seed or a small potted plant or a small tree or just anything to honor someone you love who might not be with us now. It's not expensive and it doesn't take a lot of time, but it will have a lasting impact on you and on someone else whom you are caring for in a small, special way. Just think about it and plant something as a reminder. So there you have it, 7 resolutions. Why 7? Because that's my lucky number. And I like it. By the way, as I said earlier, you don't have to promise to do all 7 of them. Pick the ones you think you could accomplish at some time during 2022. The purpose of setting goals for ourselves is to focus on the future. It's hard to let go of the past, and that has become even more difficult during the past 2 years of struggling that we have all been encountering. Maybe we just need a few small things to help us celebrate the present and look forward to the future. My hope for you is that you will seek to find something in your own life that will warm your heart. The good Lord knows we need a lot of warmth this year. That's for sure. I want to say, in closing this, a simple thank you for listening today and for inviting me to be a part of your faith family at SOOF. I hope you know that you are one of the brightest spots in my life and have been for more than 15 years. Know that you're important to me and that I do indeed care about you, each one of you. And as you Unitarian Universalists say, and may it be so.